Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Happy Sunday, gang. Welcome to the TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, John Jackson, covering for Andy Goldstein. Now, England were back in action yesterday as they beat a tough Switzerland side 2-1 at Wembley. Here's how all the action sounded on TalkSport.
An international year that will begin in the Wembley sunshine and end in the Qatar desert. But how will the journey unfold? Is 2022 destined to be shrined in footballing immortality?
Freuler finding Granit Xhaka from distance. Good save, Jordan Pickford. And crucially, Gahi was first to the loose ball to tip it away.
Ball ricocheting out towards the Swiss right for Stefan, and they'll come again with Freuler once more at the heart of things. Ball in from him, and then Bono heads it in. Switzerland lead by a golden ill. Walker Peters has done well. Conor Gallagher less so, but Shaw's coming on to it and blasts it in for 1-1. It's going to be an out-swinging delivery. Henderson forward, Ben White's in there as well. Conor Cody coming forward to attack. It's over all of them. Gerhi appeals for a handball. Gerhi heading the ball down, and it's going to be given. Penalty to England. Kane! The roar says it all. England have turned it around and lead by 2-1. And only Wayne Rooney is clear of Harry Kane now.
Gareth, congratulations. Not only a win in a friendly against Switzerland, but also the longest unbeaten run for an England side ever. Another record broken.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that.
21 games.
Right. We want to remain hard to beat, and I think the players have got pride in the record that they've got. Today, I was as pleased with the opportunity to see some new players and the way they performed. In the end, I think we got stronger. Of course, the changes, we had some experienced players to come on, but we're trying to manage these two games and get everybody through them. So I thought it was a really good test. I think Switzerland are a very good team. Used the ball well, tactically intelligent. So it was a really helpful exercise for us.
Shirdan Shaqiri, whose tally of 8 goals at tournaments is a Swiss record. His ball comes in from his corner, and he'll have another attempt, but he's blazed that one over the top right-hand corner. The first shot that came in, I think Pickford just got a right hand to it and flick it onto the bar.
Jordan, it's been a really tough season for you, but every time we see you put on an England shirt, we see the Jordan Pickford we know is there.
Yeah, it's a tough season. I think it's a tough collective season at Everton. When I come with England, I still do what I do at Everton. I still train, give all I can, 100% every day in training. And when I'm called upon, I'm there, disappointed not to get a clean sheet today, but we dug in. It was a different challenge, going behind early. We came over that, really, that hurdle, got a goal before half time and got that momentum going in the second half.
Yeah, that first goal, the defence was a little bit shaky in that first half, it's fair to say.
Yeah, I think we dealt with it well, though. We've got to adapt, and lads making debuts, it's always good, and I felt comfortable, even though I had a few more saves to make. I was comfortable. I think I was dealing with everything well, and I think the lads were as well. So I think collectively we conceded, but as an all-around performance, I thought we did really well.
After the match finished, Majestic was joined on TalkSport by former Aston Villa captain Gabiag Bonlahor for Game Day Your Verdict, and they took calls from fans about that very match. It's fair to say there were some mixed opinions.
Jackie, how are we?
I'm all right, Majestic. How are you?
I'm very good. Another just England win, came with a penalty, but friendly, so not too much to get excited about.
No, I said this to the guy who answered the phone. I'm not really. I know it's time for the players to get together and try new tactics, new, you know, different things, but I don't agree with these friendlies, especially at this stage of the season, because to me, club is more important than country. I mean, we're coming into the last 8 weeks of the season and now John Stones has got injured, which has really, really annoyed me, because at the end of the day, we, you know, I'm not talking about City too much, but we've got so many critical crucial games coming up in the next month that without Stones and his report, not report, Diaz isn't back, basically because of a friendly, an England friendly, you know, John Stones could be out. I don't know what's happened. Unless you can ask Faye what's happened, cause she's great at what she does. But, I'm sure she'll find out for me.
But Jackie, how can you say that club is more important than country?
Because that's my opinion, Gabby. I've always put club before country. That's
really
just how I feel. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
so
I love
you'd
England.
Rather Man City win the league than England win the World Cup, would you?
Yeah, I would.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Honestly, I would.
Kieran, when do you think we place ourselves going into this World Cup? Would you call us favourites?
I'd probably say we'd be up there. I'm not sure as maybe number one. I think France always look good. You know, we've got, obviously, it's the World Cup now, so we've got a lot of other teams in there, Brazil, the Argentinians. So, but I think we should go into it with the mindset of being favourites for sure. We'd be up there with one of the favourites.
It's the fourth day of the third test of England's tour of the West Indies, and TalkSport 2 will have live and exclusive coverage from 2:30 p.m, as they have done for the whole series. To get ready for that, let's hear how day three unfolded yesterday, and I'll give you a spoiler, it wasn't great for England.
Down the leg side, and Appeal, he's caught, he's strangled down the leg side. Saqib Mahmood gets a bit of luck.
That is close to LBW, shortly. Sure, what? Well, he must have hit that then. We're looking at the replay here. Ah, we're going to have a bit of, yep, it's hitting. I thought it might be. He should have given it out.
The lead's 89 for the West Indies. Overton in, gives himself some room again, and he's gone down through long on for four more. He runs down the wicket with his arms in the air, roaring his delight. A maiden test 100, a scream of pleasure.
That is edged and that is out. It couldn't have been simpler. An outswinger that Crawley drives at pays the price.
It's very predictable, I'm afraid.
Is there a sense that Joe Root might be batting for his captaincy?
Yes, is the answer. Simple answer.
Nicked and gone. Oh, goodness me, he's done it again. Carl Mayers to Joe Root. He's got him twice in the match. It's a really poor shot from England's captain. Really poor.
That's shocking.
Honestly, I'm kind of in disbelief here. Fighting for a test match. Fighting for a series.
And clean them up. That one, Captain Lou. That man again, Carl Mayers. And the off stump goes for a walk. And the stubborn resistance from Alex Lees comes to an end.
This is edged and caught at third slip by Jason Holder. Overton goes fishing. Mayers gets his fiver. England lose their eighth. How has it come to this?
One story that's come to a surprise to many is that Bruno Fernandes is reportedly set to sign a new 5-year contract at Manchester United. That's despite having 3 years remaining on his current deal. Yesterday on Game Day Breakfast, the former Millwall, Chelsea and Republic of Ireland striker Tony Cascarino was alongside his old mate Natalie Sawyer, and he said Fernandes doesn't even deserve a new deal.
He frustrates me because, again, he's a talent, but he's always waving his arms around. It feels like he's complaining and moaning about his team all the time during the game. Don't get me wrong, Roy Keane did that, would be having a go at you, but he didn't wave his arms around, but he would have a go at you when you were playing. And I understand that you know, I wouldn't be worried about if a teammate had a go at me, but I'd get very annoyed when a player turns his back on the play and is waving their arms and getting embroiled in other problems while the game's going on. And he's been doing that. I don't think they should be offering him a deal yet. If he gets to a stage where he's playing to the Bruno Fernandes like he did when he first arrived at the club over the next year, I'd be saying, yeah, new contract, not now.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Leicester take on Chelsea this afternoon in the Women's Super League, and TalkSport will have live commentary of that game at 3 p.m. Now, Chelsea could go top of the table with a win, so trust me, you don't want to miss this one.
Remarkably, it's Leicester City 1, Manchester City 0 in the first minute of the game. Jess Sigworth has scored.
Racing into the penalty area, Mannion is back. Harder turns, round Mannion, round the goalkeeper and steers it in. A Chelsea lead, and it's a moment of brilliance from Pernilla Harder.
And it'll be exciting because the likes of Spurs, the likes of Brighton, Manchester United, Man City, if they can get their form going, will take points off, I'm sure, at times during the season, Arsenal and Chelsea.
And we finished today's podcast with a bit of fun. Yesterday on game day warm-up, Max Rushton and Charlie Baker were joined by the actor and comedian Russell Kane. Russell spoke about his attachment to Macclesfield FC. That's despite being from London and not particularly a big fan of football.
I tell you what, recently I was radicalised by the BBC documentary about Macclesfield, because I sort of live in two towns at once. I've still got all my roots in Essex and North London, where all my family and friends are, but since I've been married and had the baby, my wife's from Sale, South Manchester, so my sort of family home's up there. And I'm so close to Macclesfield that when I watch that documentary, I'm by no means eating my meat pie in the terraces. I'd obviously be eating like a vegan roll. But the... when I saw what had been done there, I got quite excited, and I was just sort of direct messaging saying, if you ever want to do a comedy fundraiser. So I think I'm going to go down and watch one of the games. And it's got to be said, today in the North West Counties League, they're taking on local rivals Congleton. I hope they smash into the dirt in Crewe Alexander's terraces.
So in many ways, Robbie Savage is your hero. Wow, is that right?
Well, we're DMing each other, and you said you're welcome down any time. But I was sort of thinking just doing something a bit more substantial, maybe doing a comedy gig down there in the function room or something, because it's just going to drink money what he's trying to do. And it's just like, it's exciting, not from a sport point of view. I really love sport documentaries, even though I don't follow sport, because there's something universal in that struggle, but there's something so universal in that, and that's what's going on at Macclesfield at the moment. Could you imagine if they get all the way back into the Football League?
That's all for this podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Just a reminder that TalkSport will have live commentary of Leicester versus Chelsea in the WSL at 3 p.m. this afternoon. TalkSport 2's got that live and exclusive commentary of the fourth day of the third test of England's tour of the West Indies. Play starts at 2 p.m. and there'll be another one of these TalkSport daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. Until then, stay safe, everyone. Stay safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job.
Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.